Nationalist rhetoric is on the rise in Japan. The country holds parliamentary elections on Sunday, and it's happening as Japan is locked in a bitter dispute with China over the ownership of certain islands. Shinzo Abe is expected to return as Japan's prime minister, and he wants to strengthen the country's military. Here's NPR's Frank Langford now on the rightward tilt of a key U.S. ally.
Dawn breaks over the East China Sea. It's mid-August this year. Seagulls circle boats filled with about 150 Japanese activists as they approach a rocky island. The island is part of a chain that both Japan and China claim as their own. Japanese call them Senkaku. Chinese call them Diaoyu. In this YouTube video, Satoru Mizushima, leader of a nationalist group called Ganbare Nippon, or Go For It Japan, wraps a rope around his waist, slips into the green waters, and swims toward shore. Battered by waves, Mizushima climbs up the coral shoreline and, in his eyes, reclaims the island for Japan. Mizushima says he was responding to a group from Hong Kong that landed on the island earlier and claimed it for China. Back in his office in Tokyo this week, he said more is at stake than an empty rock in the East China Sea.
This is not just about having a small island taken away. It means Japanese national sovereignty as well as pride and honor are taken away.
The dispute exploded in September after Japan's government bought several of the islands and anti-Japanese demonstrations erupted across China. Most Japanese were horrified, but Mizushima was delighted. He saw it as a wake-up call for his countrymen to the threats Japan faces.
Japanese people are too peace-oriented. I want China to take more actions, like invading the Senkaku Islands and organizing demonstrations in China and burning Japanese factories. So I want to thank China for doing it.
Mizushima's island landing was a political stunt, but many analysts say Japan's rightward tilt is real. A recent poll showed a record 81% of Japanese do not hold, quote, friendly feelings towards China. Even fellow rightists worry about growing nationalism. Kunio Suzuki is an advisor with Isuekai, a far-right political group that honors Japan's imperial family and traditional culture. He was against Mizushima's trip to the island.
That's dangerous. I think the whole society is shifting to the right. The more right-wing people have a louder voice.
Years ago, he says, many people supported Japan's pacifist constitution, which renounces the right to go to war.
However, these days, there are many people who think the constitution is bad. It should be changed, and we should change from a self-defense force to a conventional military.
Legislatively, that would be very hard to do in Japan, and it wouldn't go over well in East Asia, which still has terrible memories of Japanese aggression during World War II. A number of factors seem to be driving rhetoric to the right. Japanese people are exhausted with the country's interminable economic problems. Suzuki says they're also tired of the country's revolving door leadership.
Japanese leaders don't even last a year in power. They have no capability to deal with foreign affairs. This trend increased after the Democratic Party of Japan came into power. People became frustrated and found the DPJ useless and weak.
Events in recent days only compounded that sense as neighbors seemed to taunt Japan. On Wednesday, North Korea fired a rocket over the Japanese island of Okinawa. Japan says yesterday a Chinese government plane flew near the disputed islands, which Japan effectively controls. But some analysts say that much of the right-wing rhetoric is coming from Japanese politicians and that most ordinary Japanese remain politically moderate. Jeffrey Kingston is director of Asian Studies at Temple University, Japan.
The nationalist reaction is mostly related to the elite here. I think at the grassroots level, there hasn't been much of a reaction. We haven't seen anti-Chinese demonstrations outside the embassy. We haven't seen Chinese businesses affected or smashed or boycotted.
And on the streets of Tokyo this week, people spoke more about domestic issues. Nobutaka Hanuki is 30 years old and works in marketing. I met him smoking on a street corner in the Omotesando district, one of Tokyo's high-end fashion streets. I'm against increasing military power, he said. What they should do now is restore the tsunami disaster area. Much of Japan's northeast coast has yet to be rebuilt, nearly 2 years after the massive earthquake. Hanuki spent 6 months in the country's self-defense forces. He's worried Japan could spark an arms race. If Japan builds up its military, he expects other nations to do the same in what's becoming an increasingly dangerous neighborhood. Frank Langford, NPR News, Tokyo.